I am trying not to think of myself, to close my eyes and cross over to what is really meant. We are surely all under the greatest suspense, cannot break free and take many indirect paths. But it sometimes makes me so ill that I fear it might one day be impossible to go on. Let me end by telling you, the leaf that you placed in my medallion is not lost, even if it has long ceased to be inside of it. I think of you, and I'm still listening to you. Ingborg.
Vienna, late May, early June, 1949. Paul, dear Paul, I long for you and for our fairy tale. What shall I do? You were so far away from me, and the cards you send, which satisfied me until recently, are no longer enough for me. Yesterday, I received poems of yours through Klaus de Mou, poems that were new to me, including three recent ones. I can hardly bear it that they reach me by such a detour. There has to be something there for me, too. I can read them better than the others, for in them I encounter the you I have known since the end of Beatrix Gas. You were always my concern. I ponder a great deal on it and speak to you and take your strange, dark head between my hands and want to push the stones off your chest, free your hand with the carnations and hear you sing.